Look, look, there comes one of them now. They're coming for you.
Welcome to The Case of the King, Part 1. This is Episode 1 of our second season of Samuel Sift, Post-Apocalypse Detective. I am Kevin Patterson, the writer and showrunner for the show. Thank you for coming to our first episode of the second season. We took a long break between Season 1 and 2 because we learned a lot from our first season and spent a lot of time and energy on hopefully making it better. So without further ado, The Case of the King, Part 1. It was 3 o'clock in the morning, but I wasn't sleeping. A muck was bellowing in, and with every window open in my office, still dank. The heat this human makes everybody slow and mean. I got tired of sweating up the sheets and stepped outside. I wasn't the only one with the same inclination. Dwight, the building super, was already there.
Evening, Samuel. Pull up a stoop. It's lonely watching this slow night pass.
He's getting to you.
I'm sweating like a preacher in a cat house. Hope this storm breaks.
Daylight's going to be scorched earth if it doesn't.
Weather like this, people do stupid things.
And mean things.
Yep.
Good for business, though.
This heat?
Makes people do stupid, mean things.
Speaking of stupid, you hear that lady running this way?
Maybe she needs to get somewhere?
Earlier this evening, I saw a coyote chasing a rabbit. They were both walking.
No one seems to be chasing her.
Why is she running in this soup?
I'm looking for Detective Samuel Sift. Is that you?
Yes, and that was sort of expected.
Sift, I'm from the Helton Hotel. Please, come with me. We have a situation.
Don't you want to breathe after all that running?
It was a light jog.
But this heat.
Yes, it's good for business. At the hotel, we offer ice.
Isn't Danny Muldoon your house detective?
Detective Muldoon? He's been missing for 2 days.
What's the situation?
Our evening's featured entertainer, Mr. Rocking Bubba King, is very drunk and very disorderly.
What's the pay, miss?
Barbara Babbitt. We'll pay whatever your bill. Please. I've been away long enough.
Well, let's hop to it.
Oh, I thought you'd be above such obvious puns.
Miss Babbitt, I'm above nothing. On the way to the hotel, I could tell she was in better shape than I. Jog for me is a huffing and puffing affair, and I was on a bike. By the time we got to the Helton, two of the custodial crew and a bellhop were waiting outside under the hotel's awning.
Oh, thank heavens! Maitre de Babbitt, Mr. King is yelling down hallways for more shine!
I can't go near him! Mr. King keeps throwing fine china at me! Thank you, Freddy and Johnny. Same floor when I left?
Yes, Maitre de.
Detective Sift, he's on the third floor, room 323. I'm sure you can't miss it. What do you want from us?
Bring me a half-empty bottle of shine. If you got any ladies' coats laying around, one of them too. I want the bellhop on the second floor landing. The rest of you, I want at the front desk. If he tries to run, let him. No reason to chase someone on a night like this.
You heard the man. Jump to it.
Yes, Maitre D.
My plan was the classic generous drunk. The bottle to get invited into King's room. The coat to hide my Colt Detective 38.
More booze!
Okay, here you go, my lady. Hey, where did you go?
You're the busybody house detective.
Do I look like a house detective?
Kind of.
I seem to have lost my companion.
How do you know you lost her?
Because she's not here.
Maybe she lost you.
Here's to the lost ones. Want some?
Sure, come on in. We got dried chomper brains.
Not my particular vice of choice.
Me neither. But bass players seem to like it. This way.
Lead on, King.
You know who I am?
Just the royal expression.
Whatever, man. Just bring that bottle.
Nice digs.
King's chambers.
No, Bubba. Why'd you bring company? I just wanted the two of us.
It's all right, babe. He's got the shine.
Ain't I all you need, Bam Bam?
Turn the record.
You want to potty so much, you do it.
I said, turn the record.
You do it.
Give me that bottle.
Sure thing, King.
Bloody wombat, good for nothing.
You're so drunk you can barely crank the machine.
I ain't drunk enough to get another doxy.
Both of you, hands up.
You made me scratch my favorite record.
Hands up, nap time for both of you.
You are the house dick. I knew it.
Then why did you let him in, you stupid drunk?
Lady, you keep throwing the fine china, and I'm going to serve you in tiny little paper cups. Now, both of you...
Fuck you, house dick!
You hit him with your gun!
Just a slap.
With your gun!
So it was a gun slap. Now sit down and shut up. Hey, bellhop, tell Maitre D. Babbitt to send up four strong workers.
Yes, sir.
What are you gonna do?
First, I'm gonna handcuff your boyfriend to the bed, and then...
He's a fool, and not my boyfriend.
And then we're gonna figure out what to do with you. You easy peasy?
Fine. I don't like being gun whipped.
Good.
What's going on in there?
It was so loud.
Crowd at this time of night.
He's been keeping us up all night.
I demand answers.
I used to love his musings.
I looked down here for peace and quiet.
I demand
freedom. I liked him before he sold out.
Refund.
People, everything is under control. Please, give me a moment to talk to my man here, and then I can hear all of your grievances.
Thanks.
How did you cause a refund riot so quickly?
Slow your hop. You hired me to...
You really suck at people skills.
You deal with them. I'm going back in there. You three follow me. We need to move King to the bed. There's a groupie on the couch. She's mostly harmless. Ready?
Oh my God, Chomper! Out of my way!
Let's get out of here. That shut. It also took the deadhead down. One shot to the head. Not bad for 5 feet away while surrounded by a bunch of nitwits. Too late for the king, however. The deadhead was halfway through his chest. I was giving it the once over when Babbitt came back.
Sift, you didn't tell us there was a leaking sink in here.
Leaking sink?
Oh, it's what the hotel calls chompers. They're worse than bedbugs. Chompers are easy to remove, but they leave a worse reputation.
She was not a chomper when I left.
Leaking sink.
She was not a leaking sink when I left.
That's a quick turn.
Too quick. Something's not right.
Besides the brains all over the drapes?
Nah, that leaking sink is not the same barfly I left in here.
How can you even tell? You blasted her face off.
Look at her skin, her wounds. This beauty's been dead longer than a quick scuttlebutt.
So, where's the woman you left in here?
Don't know. I checked the bathroom under the bed and both walk-in closets.
This room only has one walk-in closet.
So what's that?
That's the walk-in for the room beside it. Why is it open?
Who is staying over there tonight?
No one. Just some harps.
The harpy is gone.
Harps, not harpy.
I need to see your books.
Shouldn't we check the other room?
I already did. Nothing but cellos.
Harps? Not cellos.
Sorry, tone deaf. I need to see your books.
What about the leaking sink?
You got a custodial staff, right?
What about the king?
Same answer. Tell me when the king has left the building. According to the Hilton's register, the room next door was empty. Well, not exactly empty. It had 6 harps stored there. Not the small ones that go in your mouth, the big ones, typically played by people in togas. A couple of nights before King Bubba's big show, the performer had been Alice Ashby, a post-apocalyptic R&B harpist. Whatever that means. Ashby thumped on strings so hard she would need to change up to 3 or 4 instruments to show. Ashby had been comped 2 rooms, one for the harps and the other for her.
It doesn't take a detective to know we need to speak to Alice Ashby. Madam Babbitt, I just saw Alice Ashby running out of the hotel's back alley into the rain.
Did she see you?
No, I don't think so. Sift, aren't you going to chase her?
First thing tomorrow.
Tomorrow? But she just ran into the storm.
The only thing you get chasing people in the rain is wet. If we chase her, she knows we suspect something. Her guard and guns will be up. If I go tomorrow, she might think she got away with it.
I am less than enthused about your tenacity.
Loose grips sink ships.
Or allow slips.
Babbitt was right. Ashby was looking pretty guilty. I planned on going prepared in the morning, but I was not prepared for the classic pipe to the noggin routine.
Look, look, there comes one of them now. They're coming for you.
That was part one of The Case of the King. Tell us what you think. Please leave a review on whatever platform you listen on, and if that's too much, send us a tweet. Google Stationary Hobo Productions to find us. I'd like to thank the cast for this episode. Abigail Elfin, Nick Shaner, Rashida Moore, Elliot McDowell, Justin Evans, and myself, Kevin Patterson. I also want to thank Justin Evans for helping us record, and Adrian Parrish for recording and sound engineering this episode. Our composer was Scott McLaughlin, opening beat by Space Baby. This has been a Stationary Hobo production, sound engineered by Lost Frequency Audio Lab.